A Prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of Prayers for the Precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one.
Obedience. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. According to the working of God's mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come, and in that magnificent name, Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over you and your entire house, all of your family on every side, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed, your land and your nation. We go up into the camps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house, for your entire family, your friends, neighbors, and countrymen, for all the brethren, all the leaders throughout the world, and all men. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, in Christ we ask that God would refresh your hearts in the Lord and help you and your people bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, that you and your house would elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father in sanctification of the Spirit for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace to you and your house and peace be multiplied. We cry out with our whole heart, hear us, O Lord. We will keep your statutes and diligently obey the voice of the Lord our God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten you and your house to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you and your family, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In Christ we pray that you and your people will purify your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit and sincere love of the brethren, that you will love one another fervently with a pure heart, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. May God, your lawgiver, teach you and your people to set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth, for you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you and your house also will appear with him in glory. Blessed is the glory of the Lord from his place. In the name of Jesus, just and true are his ways. In Christ we pray that you and your people will put to death the lusts of the flesh, which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. In Christ we beseech you and your house, do not be sons of disobedience, children of wrath, but instead children of God, and your obedience will become known to all, for you will be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. Let you and your house execute true justice, show mercy and compassion, every one to his brother. Surely you and your people will not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the alien or the poor. Let none of you plan evil in his heart against his brother. In the name of Jesus, who gave himself for you that he might redeem you from every lawless deed, In Christ, we pray for you and your people, that you will not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you will not obey it in its lusts, becoming slaves to sin, or present yourselves as instrument of unrighteousness to sin. But instead, may you present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and yourselves as instruments of righteousness to God, being slaves of obedience to righteousness. For sin shall not have dominion over you. For you are not under law, but under grace, and the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. In Christ we pray that now you and your house will put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth, lying, and put off the old man with his deeds, the lust of the flesh. Instead, may you put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of God who created him. God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love for you and your house, even when you were dead in trespasses, pursuing the fulfillment of the desires of the flesh and of the mind, made you alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised you up together, and made you sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceedingly riches of his grace in his kindness towards you and your house in Christ Jesus. For you and your family are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that you should walk in them. The God of all grace has made you and your people alive. So may the Holy Spirit who dwells in you let no one deceive you in your house with empty words. In Christ we pray that you and your people will not walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. But instead, in Christ, we pray that you see Jesus, receive a visitation from Jesus our Lord, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. To which of the angels has he ever said, "Sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool"? To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. In Christ we pray, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, to purge your conscience from dead works, so that you and your house will obey God's voice and keep his covenant, his charge, his commandments, his statutes, and his laws. And you and your family shall be a special treasure to him above all the people, for all the earth is his. May you and your house be a kingdom of priests and a holy family. Let the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, declare that you and your house, because of your obedience, will not lack a man to stand before God forever. In Christ we pray that you and your family will diligently obey God's commandments today, to love the Lord your God and serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, so that God will give you the rain for your land in its season, the early rain and the latter rain, that you may gather in your grain, your new wine, and your oil. In Christ we pray that you and your people shall lay up his words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes, that you will teach them to your children, speaking of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you will write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates, that your days and the days of your children may be multiplied, like the days of the heavens above the earth. You, O Lord, do not be far from us. O our strength, hasten to help us. Let the heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Salah. In the name of Jesus, he who came as high priest of good things to come, in Christ we pray that you and your house will be careful to keep all God's commandments. To keep all God's commandments, to love the Lord our God, to walk in all his ways, to fear him, to obey his voice, to serve him, to hold fast to him. And the Lord our God will send his fear before you and your people and cause confusion among your enemies, that they will turn their backs to you. May the Lord God send hornets before you and your people, drive out your enemies, and give you every place on which the sole of your foot treads, from the wilderness, from the river, even to the sea, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand against you and your house. The Lord our God will put the dread of you and your house and the fear of you and your people upon all the land where you tread, just as he said to you. Truly, God will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. In Christ we make request for you that God, justifier of all who has faith in Jesus, send his angel before you and your people to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place which he has prepared for you. Bow down your ear to us, deliver us speedily, be our rock of refuge, a fortress of defense to save us. For you, O Lord, are our rock and our fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, mighty God, lead us and guide us. We ask, in the name of Jesus, who gives aid to the seed of Abraham, that the Lord will greatly bless you in the land which the Lord your God has given to you to possess as an inheritance. In Christ we petition the Father of lights on your behalf. Surely he will look down from his holy habitation from heaven and bless you and your house and the land which he has given to you. In Christ we pray that today you will proclaim the Lord to be your God, and that you and your people will walk in his ways and keep his statutes, his commandments, and his judgments, and that you and your family will obey his voice, and the Lord God will proclaim you to be a special people, that he will set you high in praise, in name, in honor, and that you may be a holy people to the Lord your God. Now may it come to pass, because you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, that all these blessings shall come upon you and your house and overtake you. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord God will bless your bread and your water, and will take sickness away from your midst. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way, and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessing on you, in your storehouses, and in all to which you set your hand, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God has given you. The Lord will establish you as holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you. Then all peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. The Lord will grant you plenty of goods, and the fruit of your body, and the increase of your livestock, and the produce of your ground. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season, to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many, but you shall not borrow, and the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above and not be beneath. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. He only is your rock and your salvation. He is your defense. You shall not be moved. God is your salvation and your glory, the rock of your strength, and your refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for you. In Christ we pray, in the name of the beloved Son, Jesus Christ, he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens, that the Lord our God will open your ear to instruction and command that you and your house turn from iniquity, so that you and yours shall spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasures. May you and your people trust in the name of the Lord and rely upon our God. Let the Holy Spirit, which was sent by the Father in heaven to you as a helper, help you and yours to obey always and work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. In Christ we pray, you and your people obey in all things, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God. And whatever you and your people do, may you do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. May your beauty be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible ornament of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. Let you and yours do all things without murmuring and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God, without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that God may rejoice over you for good. In Christ we pray, whether it is pleasing or displeasing, you and yours will obey the voice of the Lord our God, that it may be well with you, and your children after you forever, and your souls shall live. according to the spirit of holiness, may you and your house be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceful, gentle, showing all humility to all men. May your children obey their parents in all things and honor their father and mother. Likewise, may your wives be submissive to their own husbands, obeying God by faith, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Through the washing and regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, who has been poured out on you and your house abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, you and your house shall receive eternal life by patient continuance in doing good, seeking for glory, honor, and immortality, and let you glorify God for the obedience of your confession to the gospel of Christ and for your liberal sharing with all men. Then the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven shall be given to you and your people, the saints of the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. In the name of Jesus, his indescribable gift, in Christ we pray that you and yours will not walk contrary to God or turn away from the word of God to go to the right hand or to the left to go after other gods to serve them, nor make a covenant with the enemy, lest you give your honor to others and your years to the cruel one. Take heed to yourselves that you are not ensnared, that you do not harden your necks, nor become rebellious and polluted, and in rebellion return to bondage, that you do not fear the people and obey their voice, but obey God rather than men. According to his promise, the God of heaven and the God of earth grant that you and your house will hear and receive correction, that you will return and he will heal your backsliding, and you will amend your ways and your doings and obey the voice of the Lord our God. In Christ we pray that you and yours will incline your ear, that you do not backslide, nor walk in the counsels and the imagination of your evil heart, and go backward and not forward. For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his paths. If any among you does not obey the truth, in Christ we pray that you will note that person, and you will not keep company with him. Yet you will not count him as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother with faith working through love. In Christ we pray that the covenant that God has made with you, you will not forget, but the Lord our God you shall fear, and he will deliver you and your house from the hand of all your enemies. When you are in distress, in Christ we pray, you will put your trust in the Lord our God and obey his voice from the heart, for the Lord our God is a merciful God. God is ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abundant in kindness, and will not forsake you, nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant he has with you through the blood of Jesus. Surely you and your family will learn obedience by the things which you suffer and be perfected by Jesus Christ, the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him, called by God as high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. Our Lord Jesus Christ, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness, through him you and yours have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom you and your people also are the called of Jesus Christ. The Lord lives. Let God be exalted, the rock of our salvation. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house, and all of your people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify your time, so that you will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God, who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. As a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we claim you and your house, your entire bloodline, all of your people, your family, your children, and your children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Concerning this prayer of faith, we pray for you and your house. We come into agreement with you and with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life, being of one accord in prayer and with confidence as a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name. We ask our Father in heaven, believing that you and your descendants receive all we ask for you, knowing that it is the will of God and he hears us. As a co-worker of God, we are petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to you and your descendants according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to you and your house. In him who is true as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name, so be it. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.